I didn't drop it there anyway, said Harry, jerking his thumb toward the trees beneath the skull. I missed it right after we got into the wood. So, said Mr. Diggory, his eyes hardening as he turned to look at Winky again, cowering at his feet. You found this wand, eh, Elf? And you picked it up and thought you'd have some fun with it, did you?
I is not doing magic with it, sir,
squealed Winky, tears streaming down the sides of her squashed and bulbous nose.
I is just picking it up, sir. I is not making the dark mark, sir. I is not knowing how.
It wasn't her,
said Hermione. She looked very nervous, speaking up in front of all these ministry wizards, yet determined all the same. Winky's got a squeaky little voice, and the voice we heard doing the incantation was much deeper. She looked around at Harry and Ron, appealing for their support.
It didn't sound anything like Winky, did it?
No, said Harry, shaking his head. It definitely didn't sound like an elf.
Yeah, it was a human voice, said Ron.
Well, we'll soon see, growled Mr. Diggory, looking unimpressed. There's a simple way of discovering the last spell a wand performed, Elf. Did you know that?
Winky trembled and shook her head frantically, her ears flapping, as Mr. Diggory raised his own wand again and placed it tip to tip with Harry's.
Prior incantato! Roared Mr. Diggory.
Harry heard Hermione gasp, horrified, as a gigantic serpent-tongued skull erupted from the point where the two wands met. But it was a mere shadow of the green skull high above them. It looked as though it were made of thick grey smoke, the ghost of a spell.
Deletrius!
Mr. Diggory shouted, and the smoky skull vanished in a wisp of smoke.
So,
said Mr. Diggory, with a kind of savage triumph, looking down upon Winky, who was still shaking convulsively.
I is not doing it,
she squealed, her eyes rolling in terror.
I is not knowing how. I is a good elf. I isn't using wands. I isn't knowing how.
You've been caught red-handed, elf,
Mr. Diggory roared.
Caught with the guilty wand in your hand.
Amos, said Mr. Weasley loudly. Think about it. Precious few wizards know how to do that spell. Where would she have learned it?
Perhaps Amos is suggesting, said Mr. Crouch, cold anger in every syllable, that I routinely teach my servants to conjure the dark mark.
There was a deeply unpleasant silence. Amos Diggory looked horrified.
Mr. Crouch, not at all. You have now come very close to accusing the two people in this clearing who are least likely to conjure that mark, barked Mr. Crouch. Harry Potter and myself. I suppose you are familiar with the boy's story, Amos?
Of course, everyone knows,
muttered Mr. Diggory, looking highly discomforted.
And I trust you remember the many proofs I have given, over a long career, that I despise and detest the dark arts and those who practice them?
Mr. Crouch shouted, his eyes bulging again.
Mr. Crouch, I never suggested you had anything to do with it,
Amos Diggory muttered again, now reddening behind his scrubby brown beard.
If you accuse my elf, you accuse me, Diggory,
shouted Mr. Crouch.
Where else would she have learnt to conjure it?
She might have picked it up anywhere.
Precisely, Amos, said Mr. Weasley. She might have picked it up anywhere.
Winky, he said kindly, turning to the elf, but she flinched as though he too was shouting at her.
Where exactly did you find Harry's wand?